Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. We are actually praying through the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. And Jesus said, if you forgive others their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. It's pretty heavy stuff, isn't it? C.S. Lewis said that forgiveness is a beautiful idea until you actually have to do it. That's true, isn't it? We delight in the forgiveness of God, but forgiving others when they have hurt us, well, that's really hard. The words of Jesus are hard as well. Forgive if you want to be forgiven. So Jesus once told a story about a servant who was not able to pay his hefty debt, 10,000 bags of gold. After the servant begged for patience, the master took pity on him, canceled the entire debt. Well, then the servant went out and found a man who owed him a few hundred silver coins. Think about it. He had just been forgiven a great debt. Here's a man who owed him a little money, and the servant refused to forgive the debtor, had the man thrown into prison. And when the master learned what the servant had done, he reversed his decision and had the ungrateful servant thrown into prison as well. The point of this story is hard to miss. If you're not willing to forgive others their relatively small debt, then your heart's not in a place for God to forgive you of the great debt you have accumulated. As Lewis said, forgiveness is such a beautiful idea, but it only comes to life when we are willing to forgive others. So let's pray about that. Father, I pray for those who are having a hard time with forgiveness. Someone has hurt them, and the pain is real, and they're carrying that hurt and anger. Please allow them to see that the great debt you have canceled in their life, and give them the supernatural power to forgive that person who is right now on their mind and maybe eating up their energy and emotions. Give them the courage and strength to express their forgiveness and lay down the burden of bitterness. In Jesus' name, amen.